I had exploratory surgery several years ago to assess an ailment that caused me chronic pain. That routine surgery, we expected to last 90 minutes, took nearly 4 hours and saved my life. This is the most important fact. But being hospitalized also reminded me of the immense responsibility that medical professionals assume for us when we're unable to do it ourselves. Immediately after my surgery, the nurses made me and my spouse feel safe and confident about the quality of my care. I was at the height of vulnerability. As I was drugged and immobile, the nurses managed not only my medical treatment, but my morale. For the first 2 days, I had the best healthcare experience I'd ever had. It was on day 3 that an unfamiliar nurse appeared in my room. She offered no introduction or acknowledgement that I was present. She was all business. That's fine. I get it. Nursing is work. But before she could take my vitals, another flustered nurse came in to convey a laundry list of objectives that needed to be accomplished by 8 p.m., none of which had to do with me. In the span of about 3 minutes, I felt my blood pressure skyrocket. Before the nurses whizzed out of the room, I flagged down the unfamiliar nurse and told her I thought I had a fever. She smiled and told me she'd get back with me in a minute. At which point, she let loose a beleaguered sigh, complaining to the second nurse about the number of beds she was assigned. Their conversation faded in the distance as they both disappeared through the door. My twinkling 5-star hospital stay began to flicker. Despite my fever and pain, the mystery nurse's posture, manner, and commentary conveyed the symptoms of the ongoing battle in our healthcare system that pits healthcare providers and their unions against administrators. Here's the thing. These behind-the-scenes tensions and competing interests result in uneven, sometimes subpar, and potentially tragic healthcare experiences. Providers and patients are on the front lines of these bureaucratic machinations, and they suffer most. During my hospital stay, I experienced quality of care from one institution that ranged from excellent to downright terrifying. I witnessed firsthand how the good work of an excellent medical staff can be undone by what I assume are the effects of overloaded, unevenly staffed medical personnel. Their morale affected my confidence in care, which I am sure influenced my recovery. If New Mexico's hospitals want to truly improve quality of care, the professionals need to take a scalpel to their bureaucratic bickering and place patient care at the forefront of their actions.